Chapter 1. Alyssa Jefferson turned her red Chevy Equinox into the driveway for the Rockin' K Ranch under the sign declaring it as such and over the cattle grate. She was excited to start her spring internship as a veterinary assistant. The Colorado State University had hooked her up with this internship near the town of Spirit Lake in the beautiful Colorado Rockies for the second half of the spring semester, which was the last class that would complete her degree. Her dad had tried to entice her to do her internship on his ranch, promising to let her play vet with their tiny herd, but she knew they would all pat her on the head and treat her like she was still 8 years old and not a senior in college, nearly finished with her bachelor's degree in biomedical science. Plus, it didn't seem fair to go back home for this last class, so she told him that she would come home for summer after graduation. She could stay on at the Rockin' K through the summer if she wanted to, but summers were the slow season for veterinarians on a ranch. Most of the summer was spent fixing fences and growing hay for the winter, until late July or early August when they would start breeding. Cattle ranches were always busy, but the work changed with the seasons. She told the Kipling family that she would be arriving today, but had not given them an exact time. She drove down the driveway and over a small bridge crossing over the top of a creek, definitely not the Colorado River, which had to run through their property somewhere. Once she'd crossed the creek and gotten past the trees, she could see the house. It was a huge house, and not far from it was an even bigger barn and a corral. Behind all of that was a gorgeous meadow with the Rockies in the background. The view was spectacular. She turned into the parking area and got out of her car and stretched, deciding to leave her bags in the car until after she'd talked to someone from the family. She'd dressed up for her first meeting with them with her best jeans, a satin shirt, a leather-fringed jacket, and her dress-up cowboy boots, the one she wore for parties instead of her working boots. Makeup and jewelry completed the look, which was a rare occurrence for her. Alyssa had laughed at her reflection in the mirror this morning, thinking about the first time her third-grade teacher had come out to their home for a ride with the family. It had been her first date with Alyssa's widowed father, and Ellen had dressed like Alyssa was today, minus the jacket. Not at all practical for a ride or working on a ranch, but Alyssa was there to meet new people, so she felt it was appropriate attire for today. A man came out of the barn, so she walked around the front of the car to greet him. Whoa. They grow them sexy here in Colorado. This guy is a hottie. He had black curly hair and blue eyes and wore traditional cowboy garb of jeans and a chambray shirt that fit him to perfection and showed every bit of his finely tuned self. This internship is going to be even better than I thought with that eye candy running around. Beau groaned when he saw the woman come around the front of a red SUV. A city slicker for sure. No one in their right mind would come for their first riding lesson in a satin shirt, brand new jeans, a leather jacket, and fancy hand-tooled boots. She was going to be a hot mess after the lesson. He usually started a greenhorn with some grooming instructions. That way, the rider became more familiar with the horse before getting up on the animal, especially the timid ones. And he'd been told this one was supposed to be scared to death. The town sheriff, Drake Carlson, had asked if they would teach his new girlfriend to ride, and they had agreed. Great. How he'd drawn the short straw to teach this one, he had no clue. She looked to be in her early 20s, and why someone that age was hooking up with a man in his 50s was beyond him. Sure, Drake was a nice guy and had plenty of cash to show a lady a good time, but he wasn't a millionaire or anything like that. So why was this sweet young thing with him? And why was Drake with her? He was usually much more sensible about his women. None of his business. His job was to teach her that horses were not scary and they were easy to ride, as long as you got a docile one, and he'd picked the perfect mare for her. He slapped his hat against his leg and walked over to the woman.
Hello, welcome to the Rockin' K. I'm Beau Kipling.
Hi, Beau. I'm Alyssa Jefferson.
She smiled at him and every brain cell deserted him.
He didn't hear another word she said.
The woman was a knockout up close, and that smile was killer.